You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. So here's the deal. I have the world's cutest dog. Hi, Mara. Mommy loves you. And on occasion, I may need a dog walker. It's a pretty simple task, right?
You know, according to the 4 dog walking services I applied for, apparently not.
That is freelance journalist Lane Higgins. And yes, she was turned down to walk dogs. Why?
You know, I think that's a very good question. I got one question wrong on the safety test for WAG. And in order to become a walker for that on-demand app specifically, you need to have a perfect safety test score. And I think what did me in was all of the questions they have about harnesses. So to their credit, they're very thorough. And I have only ever used the simplest of leashes with my 2 labs. So I was woefully underprepared for those types of questions. And I did not consult the Google on that. So I guess that was what did me in.
All right. So I'm asking you all these questions because you wrote about dog walking and the dog walking industry for The Wall Street Journal. Can you tell me how this piece came about?
Yeah. So it actually is sort of a funny story. I was speaking with my editor towards the end of the summer, and I was interning there over the summer. And I made a joke about how, yeah, I can't even become a dog walker, so I really don't know what I'm going to do after this internship ends. And he's like, wait, what do you mean? And then I had explained my tales of woe of how I had failed to become a dog walker with these 4 services. He's like, that's crazy. You need to look into that more. So in the process of poking around and asking friends and finding more people that had similar experience, I realized, okay, there's a story here.
What is the story behind this? I mean, why is it harder, as you put in your story, to become a dog walker percentage-wise than it is to, you know, get into an Ivy League school?
So I think part of that is economic forces at play, and that in a lot of the markets where these dog walking apps are, if you get more people using the apps, then you can hire more dog walkers. But they might kind of be at the market saturation in a lot of the markets that they're currently in. So it's hard to become a dog walker on top of the ones that they already have hired. Additionally, people put a lot of anxiety around, you know, giving someone the keys to your house to take out your dog, because people see their pets not just as, you know, an animal that's living in their home, but as a bona fide member of their family. And I think that just in the same way that you'd maybe want to interview a babysitter before handing your kids over, you can't really always do that in the same way with these on-demand dog walking apps. So they want to make sure that there's an extensive vetting process so that the customers feel comfortable letting their dog loose. Because obviously the last thing you want to have happen is your dog gets free, or, you know, worst case scenarios. Because I imagine that that's running through every person's mind when they are signing up for these apps, whether or not they trust the people. It's always lurking in that, okay, what if type situation. So these apps are doing everything they can to try to head that off from the get-go.
How big is the market for these on-demand dog walking apps?
So they, according to Ibis World, which does market research on this, they expect the industry of dog walking to be worth about $1 billion by 2017.
Wow.
Which is whenever that comes in. And it's grown 3.7% in each of the last 5 years. So part of that is because pet ownership is at an all-time high. And I think people are also more willing to pamper their pets than ever before. So there's money to be spent and gained in that industry. So it's a lot larger than you'd think.
Yeah, I mean, guilty as charged on the pampering front. Did you have a sense of who makes it through these screening processes? I mean, I know you talked to WAG. What did they tell you?
So it does seem like they tend to favor people that have a little bit of professional experience. They don't say that you need it in any part of your application, but most of the walkers I talked to had either worked in an animal shelter or worked as a dog walker in some capacity, more in a more formal sense than just, you know, taking your neighbor's dog around the walk when they are out running errands or something like that. And I would say that most people are also young and tend to be people that express a really strong love of animals and don't really mention the money aspect. And that was in speaking with the CEO of both WAG and Rover, they both said, you know, the people that we want are people that would do this for free anyway because they just love dogs so much. And I think that's telling.
If you're a customer, how much does a walk at a service like WAG run you?
So for a 30-minute walk, it depends on the rate a little bit, but for the most part, it is $15 to $25. And then they have certain promotions where if you have two dogs that you're walking at once, it's only an additional $5. And hour-long walks are a little bit more expensive. I think they're around $30. So it's not a huge hole in your pocket.
Lane Higgins is a freelance journalist, and she wrote her story about dog walking for the Wall Street Journal. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, pet owners, your thoughts on this? You heard Lane talk about pampering pets, so fess up. What have you bought your furry, feathered, or water-dwelling friends? Email us. We're weekend@marketplace.org. You can follow us on Twitter. We're at Marketplace, WKND, and I cannot wait to hear what you have to say about this one.